Mason Neal, and talking with Dave Prescott of the Glidden Ralston football program. Dave, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Hey, it's always great to talk to you guys. I appreciate the coverage you give us during the year.
So let's talk about the team starting off. So can you kind of give us some insight on who's returning for you or who's going to kind of step up this year for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really tough. We're going to have a lot of guys step up, you know, losing six starters on offense and five on defense. You know, the good thing is that we do have our returning, like Dawson Medeiros is our leading receiver. We've had our Alec Daniel and Landon Rohrbeck were both all district performers, you know, last year. Trainer Coase was a starter for us last year. We did end up, we have a lot of guys that, you know, didn't start but did get a lot of playing time because that's kind of our philosophy is that we always try to build some depth and kind of keep some stuff in the cupboard so that we'll have something to come back on next year. But, you know, this year it's just a matter of we're going right now and trying to put some of the pieces of the puzzle together, get our line developed, and, you know, kind of figure out who's going to be starters and who's not. So.
And for you guys, I mean, losing the numbers that you guys did obviously kind of hurts a little bit. But for you, when you look as a coach, do you see that some of the guys now stepping into being a senior or a junior are kind of taking that leadership role for you guys?
Yeah, they've been doing a really good job. We have eight guys that are seniors this year, and they're really kind of antsy to get into that full padded practice thing. You know, it's kind of tough in these first couple of weeks where everything is kind of limited contact, but it's where you'd kind of get and do your most teaching and get the, you know, the blocking schemes and doing those type of things, all the mental work. And then the last couple of weeks, you know, you got to try to get the physicality in there and see who's going to hit, who's not. So, but our seniors have been doing a good job keeping everybody going, keeping everybody upbeat in practice, and they're a good crew.
And so throughout the offseason, obviously playing such a physical sport, what was kind of the offseason looking like for you guys? Was it a lot of lifting weights, and where did you guys go throughout the offseason?
Yeah, you know, all of our guys, you know, being in a small school, they're involved in every sport, and it makes it tough. So we try to, you know, promote the weight room. We have it open every day. We had some pretty decent results coming in. We had some younger guys that are getting interested in it, and that's the big key is if you can get them interested when they're young and try to go to develop that and carry it through their high school years, it really helps out. You know, a lot of our guys are so many multi-sport people that they tend to, you know, stay in shape and everything, but in that aspect, and they get in there when they can.
And so obviously your guys' schedule filled with a lot of familiar faces, but getting new districts this year, what do you look at and see in your guys' new district?
Well, I think it's going to be very, very competitive in our district. There's a lot of teams I think they're going to be more than even keel that we'll be sitting there with. Obviously, I think that Audubon will probably, you know, have to come out and be more than likely the favorite of the district. But looking at the other guys, you know, I think it could just be a dogfight every week. So we just got to come out, get ourselves prepared, get some stuff done in the preseason, and hopefully when district time comes around, we're playing our best football.
And you talk about preseason there. You guys have a scrimmage with Colonesco the week before you guys start the season. How big is that scrimmage in your mind as a coach?
I like the scrimmage ideas. You know, we go out there because you can format them to tailor-made to what you really want to look at. The big thing is that you're playing against somebody that doesn't know what you're going to come out and do, doesn't know your plays. You know, you practice against the same guys every day, and it just kind of gets to the point where, you know, they already know where the play is rolling. But, you know, as far as developing and finding out how somebody's going to do in a game-time situation, I think scrimmages are great.
And then comparative-wise from last year to this year, is there anything that you guys are switching up, or is it just kind of putting new faces into different spots in your guys' lineup?
Yeah, it's pretty much more just, you know, getting the guys filled into the spots that have been vacated by the graduating seniors. And we did have a lot of rotation last year. We had a great JV year, hoping that carries over and carries us into this year. the guys are just, you know, we might be a little more multi-formation type things looking because, you know, last year we were pretty much Colby Wallace left, Colby Wallace right. You know, and this year we got to have a little bit different scenario. So we're trying to set things up that will benefit us the way we can, you know, play.
And then you talk about that. I mean, having a successful JV year and a lot of guys rotating in and out, do you think that kind of prepares some of the kids to be able to play in these bigger situations when they get to be juniors and seniors?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, you know, we're going to be kind of limited on JV. We're kind of senior heavy and we're kind of freshman heavy, and there's not a whole lot of guys in between. But, you know, that JV program, you know, getting them to know the offense, getting them to know the defense, the terminology is really different coming from junior high than you get up into the high school level. You know, we do things a little more than what they do in junior high, but, you know, it's just a matter of getting accustomed to coming out and playing hard all the time. And that's kind of what we just preach is just come out, play hard, you know, do your job and have fun. That's the three things that we go by.
And then obviously not a lot of practice under your guys' belts yet, but have you guys had the time to sit down and talk about kind of any of the goals that you'll have for this year or what you're expecting to try to be able to do this year?
We, you know, like I said, we've kind of all looked at the schedule, you know, and we've kind of thought if, you know, things go well, you know, we could be in that upper half. We could be in the, you know, things go really good. You know, you're going to be not, you know, competing. It'd be tough to get against the Audubon and Cam and those guys and stuff. But I think if things go well and we get playing well, you know, we'd be able to walk out on, you know, Friday night and give most everybody a game.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck going forward throughout the season.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you guys, and hopefully you'll come by and see our new scoreboard.